Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
And if.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching all this week. And we are going to be wrapping it up this part this week. And we're going to be continuing in the topic, living in the Spirit, as we go. So the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it is combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So the spirit of man that's within us can only reach its ultimate potential if it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God.
Because you gave a scripture earlier this week in Corinthians, the flesh. Let's go back there. It was 1 Corinthians chapter 2, right? When you talk about the spirit and the flesh, or when the flesh doesn't understand anything about God.
Verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
So when we connect with the Spirit of God, we now have what? The mind of Christ. And since we have the mind of Christ, he's now able to what? Instruct us. And because he's instructing us, we are at a higher level where we now can reach a higher potential, full potential. We now operate by the great one in us. And it's only happened because we allow the Holy Spirit of God to connect with our spirit.
And it's necessary to grow. Because when we go down into 1 Corinthians chapter 3, as Paul continues, he says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So he's given examples of carnality. So if we're asking, well, how do I know? How do I know if I'm acting from the carnal man or from the spiritual man? Well, here it's given us some attributes.
Yes.
If we're still rising up in envy and strife and divisions and such among us, that comes from the carnal part. That doesn't come from the spirit part. And until the Spirit of God fills the place in us, the spirit of man that God put in us, to a certain level of maturity, we're not going to be able to understand certain things because it has to be developed. Just like a baby's digestive system has to be able to develop from the point of milk to solid food, it's also a growing process in the truth of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the revelation of his word. So it's something that we grow in and we continually grow in. It's not something that just stops. It's something that we continually, day by day, we're continually renewing our mind. Day by day, we're continually yielding and allowing the Spirit of God to mold us to our ultimate potential.
Yeah. So that's the reason why we must understand. That's the reason why we must understand who we are. We must understand who we are. And to do that, we have to believe what God says about us in His Word. Mm-hmm. And we must take that mm-hmm. and believe it and act that way. Because when we look at what He says, that in Job chapter 32 and verse 8, as we wrapped up this mm-hmm. old week teaching, we got to have complete understanding mm-hmm. and we have to subject our life to what it says. Mm-hmm. And in Job 32, can you find that?
But there is a spirit in man,
yeah,
and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that bring me mm-hmm. to a level mm-hmm. of understanding mm-hmm. that 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talking about. Mm-hmm. Because God had already put that spirit in me mm-hmm. where He can connect to mm-hmm. and He can teach me the things that I need to know. Mm-hmm. And it's clear when we see it. Proverbs 20 verse 27 says that spirit is the lamp of God. Mm-hmm. It says it's the lamp of God within us so that it searches out our heart and know the intent and can direct mm-hmm. our step in the right path that we should go. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So when something enters us like we have to make a decision or an opportunity or whatever. When something enters us, we have to be able to filter it, to move it. Okay, well, how do I need to make this decision? Because if it's a spiritual thing, our mind is not going to be able to reason it out. And a lot of times we miss it because we take something that's supposed to be discerned spiritually, received spiritually by faith, and we try to filter it through the natural mind or the reasoning of our carnal mind. And it's not going to work because it's not going to make sense. So yes. If something doesn't make sense, we discard it. So you have an opportunity, you have a decision to make, and your spirit is directing you in one direction. And instead of allowing that to be the final authority, we try to pass it on now to the natural man or to the carnal man. Well, if we kick a spiritual decision to the natural or carnal man to make, it's going to get filtered out because it can't understand it.
Cannot.
So it's just going to, no, don't, no, don't do it. It's going to be a no, don't do it. It's going to be pushed away. But if we will allow it to sit in our spiritual capacity, and then we discern and we test it and we judge it according to the word of God and by faith, then we'll begin to see things that we can't reason out. But we will receive it because we're receiving it by the Spirit. It's yes. spiritually discerned.
Amen. And when we come into the knowledge and the understanding of the Word of God, how it work, how God Word work, and how to connect to the Word of God so that we can get to the place where we need to be mm-hmm. and we can grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. And we grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. We have spiritual wisdom to do great things. If you look at verse 6 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6.
However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature.
Yes.
Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
Right.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. So it's a mystery that can be decoded.
come on.
Through the Spirit of God. So it's the one who understands the language, right? Then who is able to understand and be able to communicate. So if somebody is able to translate between English and Spanish, they're able to bring forth the understanding. But if they never took the time to learn the second language, they're not going to be able to translate, to be able to move back and forth between the two. So we have to take the time to learn the word of God, the things of God, so that we're able to translate different situations that are happening and to get the spiritual insight of what God is trying to say through those things. Because there's nothing too hard for us to understand when we have the mind of Christ. We can do all things through who? Through Christ who strengthened us. How do we know these things? Through the mind of Christ. So he's given us a way to be able to understand. And who's giving us all these lessons? Paul. And Paul, he went through the natural man. He went through carnality and he landed in the spiritual man.
Yes.
And that's where he decided to reside. So naturally, he was placed perfectly from the lineage of such that he was in. Carnally, he studied everything that could possibly be studied as comes to religion. He was trained by the best of the best, went through every custom, every ritual. But it wasn't until he landed and developed into the spiritual man did he really see purpose and thrive in life, even though all of the circumstances were against him got worse.
Yeah. And the most powerful thing here, as we close off our teaching this week, back in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 6 and 7, but just zero in on verse 7, guys, as we leave here. Tremendous truth there. But we speak the wisdom, but we speak the what? The wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory. Because when my spirit, your spirit, connect with the Spirit of God, which is God eternal, God the Father, God the omnipotent, the God that knows all things, we get to see, get a glimpse of things that are yet not seen. And so when we speak it, it becomes mystery to the natural man. He can't comprehend what we're speaking, because our spirit is now the lamp of God that is working through, and we have the full understanding of what God is about to do. It's awesome here. I hope you all enjoy the teaching all of this week, and bring a friend and to the radio station.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.